shots, random blunts, random Glocks. Taking random shots in the dark, random hearts, random blocks, random stocks. I like to buy and ride like a jock. Random thoughts, random blunts, random Glocks. Taking random shots in the dark, random hearts, random blocks, random stocks. I like to buy and ride like a jock.
Welcome to Anything Random. Today's episode is 47, and it's random anything. Anything random. We're going to have a good show for you today. I have Henry in the studio today, Henry King, and we're going to talk random. I might have another guest. He might be in the studio. If not this week, it'll be next week. But if he does come in here early, we'll get him on this week's episode. But for sure. You know, I'm running for president of 2024. Tim for president. Yeah. I'm announcing it now. And, I had a stroke, and I'm telling you all right now. So I might not be cognitive or capable of running the country, but I'm going to try. Yeah. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and, like, subscribe to the podcast. This is Anything Random. Comment down below with comments of what shows you want us to cover and talk about, the topics and everything. It's gonna be real, it's gonna be raw. And stay tuned for the end of the show. We're gonna have the blooper reel and all the takes that we didn't, you know, that I think needed to be on there as the blooper reel. All right, so enjoy the show. Yeah.
Well, it's PK here in the booth with the tooth.
All right. There you go. So what's up? Oh.
What it do, man?
Yeah, what it do?
You need this?
No, I just wanted to
check
what the volumes are.
Can the people hear us? Can you see us? We're coming at you live here on November 7th, 2020. Still in 2020. Some would say today was the best news we've had of 2020. Some would say it's evident that we're still in 2020.
Yeah.
How you feeling about it?
No comment.
Okay. I respect that. I'm gonna plead the same, I think, because motherfucker's still counting.
Yeah?
And something that I was told as well, did you know the people that are counting the votes, they're on shifts, as, you know, are most people that work, but, like, it's not 24 hours, like Whataburger, you know what I'm saying? Something that we have grown to love, that we expect and know that it's 24 hours every day. Yeah. These people counting votes are going home at like 8 p.m., coming back at like 10 a.m. to start over. It's like, man, I feel like that process should be... So that's one thing I do agree with, in this case, with Trump. On is like, why are we still accepting votes and why are they still counting them this late in the game? But you have to remember, he did deny the vote counting to begin early when the early votes were cast and or mailed in, right? So you can't say don't start counting them yet and then ring a bell and say start counting them, but why aren't they done? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's crazy, dude. History. I'm just glad that we get to live through it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. History repeats itself.
Yeah.
Definition of sanity.
What do you think is going to happen?
Obviously, I think Biden won, and he's going to get into there, and Pelosi's going to have something to do with it, and she's going to force him to resign, and Pamela or Kamala or whatever to be the president, and Pelosi will be the vice president.
Man, we got two women.
And that scares me.
We got a black woman, and then an old white woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary, dude.
But it's all good. I just think that she's old, and...
You think Biden's gonna get booted out? I think he's gonna pass away.
I think he's gonna call it quits, or whatever, or health reasons, or whatever. And then
once that stress kicks in, man, like
it's over.
That's a good topic. Let's look. That's what we should talk about. Look up. Sorry, cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's all good.
What I was gonna say was presidents before and after, especially like when they run twice. Like how they look the day they took office in that first term compared to the day they leave office. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like just the last two, for example, Barack, right? On day one in 08, and then day whatever, 700 and something probably.
Yeah.
In 2016, like it's like he aged a lifetime. And then Bush Jr., W., before that, right?
Yeah.
That was crazy. Right? Because he went from 2000 to 2008. So you look at those 8 years, right? Man, that's intriguing to me, right? Like the amount of stress that they go through at that position.
Oh, yeah. You saw Barack. I don't know if he dyed his hair or not, but it was black when he went in office, and it became white when, well, not white, but you can tell he aged while he was in office.
Yeah, man, all of them, even the ones that only run 4 years, you know, like I saw some of Trump's, you know, when he was running in 2016 and campaigning and all that, some of his footage from, and I voted for him, man, like proudly. I'm a registered Republican, right, from Texas, of course. But yeah, I saw some of those speeches that I remember him giving when he was running that first time. And yeah, he's in just 4 years, he's come a long way.
Yeah.
But then again, he was the oldest to take office.
Yeah.
Which that record just got broken today. Well, no, technically not, because he hadn't taken office yet. He's got to survive until January 20th. And then Trump's got to abort mission 45.
Yeah. Well, what do you think's gonna happen in 4 years? Do you think President Trump will run again?
Man, that's another interesting topic. I, you know, just the news feed swiping left or right. I saw that today. It's like, you know, he might not admit defeat, but if he does get defeated, he'll be back in 4 years. But I mean, then again, like he'll be in his 80s then, right? Like,
yeah.
He's got to survive until then through said pandemic, through said tensions with China, right? Through, right, in your opinion, all women leadership in a world power, right? Like, that's a lot of things we all would have to survive through in 4 years. So,
yeah.
Can't put the cart before the horse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Makes you think, though, or wonder, what if, you know, what's gonna happen,
especially if he comes back and kills it, you know what I'm saying, like some really good things.
Well, no, I was just meaning continuing on and having that girl power, world power, you know, that they're on top, you know what I mean, like like what's gonna happen, like is it gonna happen for the good or is it gonna happen for the bad? We don't know, you know. I'm for it. I'm all for anybody to get power, or not power, but to chance to
lead
the country.
Yeah You hear that? We're good. It's just your neighbors.
Yeah, just the neighbors.
I heard the honk.
Yeah,
the Dodge Ram honk.
Yeah,
he still don't like me though. I thought today out of all days he'd embrace a nigga, you know what I'm saying, but I guess not.
Yeah,
cool. The third time's a charm. Third time I'm here, he sees me in the Jeep, and I don't know, he'll say what's up.
Yeah
We got that flag flying in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
We got our, you know, patriotism, right?
Yeah.
You can be patriots from any side, man.
Yeah. Like,
from no side. Shoot.
I'm American.
Exactly. And the father set it up this way, you know. They didn't want any one power to lead for more than an extended time anyways. They wanted us to argue and fight and debate over policy, every policy, right? And these are all good things.
Yeah.
Most good decisions are made in hindsight. And they made that in foresight. And so I give that credit there. Granted, I mean, people say, well, it's different times then. Sure, the date was different, but times weren't that different.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of the same problems existed then that do today, right? They said, like, Philadelphia, you know, essentially was the calling card whenever the Constitution was written, right? As it was today, whenever Pennsylvania was called.
Yeah.
You know, so back in Philly.
Yeah.
Good old
What's
Philly.
Up with that?
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Man, we hadn't done that in a while. So what's up with that?
What's the hat?
That's the hat, man. I totally forgot. That's been that long. I totally forgot. I thought it was what's up with that.
In 2018?
I just remember Trish. What up, Trish? Shout out to Trish. Cheddar. It was the... I don't know. For some reason, I associate what's the hat with Trish. You guys aren't cool no more, huh?
No comment.
She was like mad at you. She had a boyfriend.
She got a boyfriend, and
you didn't even have a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, she just stopped being friends with me because she got a boyfriend.
I respect that.
So yeah, whatever.
Okay, mad at Trish?
No.
Okay, no. Cool. Yeah. So what podcast? What season? Season three, right?
Yeah, it's Anything Random.
Three. Switched up.
Yeah, Anything Random, and it's episode 47's coming up.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, this one.
Okay, that's what's up.
Just kidding.
This will be part of it.
Yeah, it'll be part of it, I guess.
Let's get some clips from this one.
Yeah.
Your next podcast could be election podcast.
Yeah.
Post-election day.
Yeah.
So you can, that'll probably be your best chance to get comments and callers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Out of what's recently been played.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I like going on BandLab because they have that platform where you can go live. And I have so many followers on BandLab that I'll have the room filled in like 30, 40 minutes, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And I go to Facebook, and then I might get like 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so BandLab has been really good.
That's what's up. So
I continue to go to BandLab.
BL?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a homie named BL once.
Yeah?
That's what we called him, BL.
Nice.
His name was Elliot, but we called him BL for bow-legged.
Oh.
Yeah, he was real tall, like hella dark. This was back in Houston, like 2003, I think. I think he was 03, so he was a year before me. And after he graduated, he was gone. BL was gone.
Yeah.
He was fast, too. Like, hella fast. He used to return kicks in football and stuff like that. BL.
Nice. I like returning kicks because basically you can just run it.
Just run full head of steam. But they also coming at you full head of steam.
Yeah, yeah. But being fast, it's the key. To get around people, be fast, know how to juke. And being small as I was just fast little runner.
That's
I was just
up.
Around everybody, but I didn't get picked that much in high school or junior high. But when I did, you know, I showed up.
That's what's up? Nice.
So.
Already.
Yeah.
So where we at right now?
This is a 12-minute show so far.
Alright.
And still recording.
Alright. So what's next on the topics? School. You back in school?
Yes. Yes, I registered for school. I got registered for 4 classes.
Uh-huh.
And
which ones?
Python.
Nice, Python.
C, C++, whatever.
C#.NET?
Yes, the first one.
Okay.
And then...
You don't have to take Java first?
I'm taking that one, too.
So you don't have to take it before C-sharp one?
I don't think this year.
Tight.
I think I could take them together.
That's cool. It wasn't like that before.
I don't know.
Java was a... C++2 was a prerequisite for Java, and Java 1 was a prerequisite for C#.NET.
Yeah, I'm just taking what the program required me to take, and you go, it's all different now, and you go in there and you click this button and it calculates your program for you and shows you which classes to take each semester, and if you don't take it, it changes it or updates the program.
That's
so you can maximize your time.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's like the Lobo Tracks deal.
But they didn't deny me on getting into that class, so you know.
It says you can take it, man. I
registered for it, and it says I have registered for that class.
Yeah, I don't see them allowing you to register, right? If you don't qualify for it.
Yeah.
Tight. Okay. What else?
That's about it.
C#.NET 1. You got Python. Are they all programming classes?
Yeah, I'm taking 4 programming classes.
Okay. You're probably taking SQL 1, huh?
Yeah.
Database yeah. language. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know do you remember the fourth one? C++2? Oh no, you said it was Photoshop, right? Something like
no,
that?
No, I'm taking that last semester. I'd have to check out my schedule. Get back to you.
It's all good.
Get back to the fans. But I said it on a couple podcasts ago.
You can cut that one out then. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's tight. Going back to school.
Yeah, I'm going to be done with it. If I do it right and I pass all my classes, I'll 1 year and I'm done.
Nice.
And then.
You're going to apply RSI?
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the parenting class, or do you not talk about that in the podcast?
No. I don't bring it up.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I'll just cut it out. What's new with you?
Man. Dude, my health has not been good. This has a little bit of... Matter of fact, that's my... speak of the devil, that's my... Alarm 2 of the daily alarms. Take my pills.
Ooh.
Amber messes with me. She's like, yeah, take your pills. Oh, she's going to be in trouble. I'm like, yeah, okay. Then these little 20 milligram Pepsi pills. It's famotidine.
Nice.
Nothing crazy. Just to help with balancing my stomach acids and stuff like that. Man, like, dude, I had a setback. First week of September. Was out of the game for like a good 2 weeks. And then the same thing happened to me. Last Thursday I drank too much, and Thursday had some green chili stew from Golden Fry, and I was not good until like Monday. Essentially, they put me on some new medicine, which I took from Friday to Tuesday, stopped taking on Tuesday because it was like my attention span, my train of thought, everything was just all loopy, man, just out of whack.
So, yeah,
and I couldn't take those, you know, at the same time as the famotidine. I was instructed to stop taking that, so it was like trying to balance back and forth. Meanwhile, you know, a new project, new client with work, and having to balance all that and that stress. It's been kind of rough, but right, like I still have a job amidst everything going on in the nation, you know, amidst a pandemic and, you know, unknowns with the election being an election year, right, and just everything, my health, new clients at work. It's been overall stressful, but I have found myself like a lot less angry lately, you know what I mean, and just more trying not to be upset about anything, because like I immediately feel it in my gut, you know, like my stomach will start bubbling and turning if I like get crunk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yeah.
That is one blessing. It has allowed me to just woosah through most things, which in turn makes me more patient with the kids and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is some joy I can find out of that situation, because you know, you can always find good.
How are the kids? Still going to school? They're going homeschooled?
Yeah, still homeschooled, man. Like, they had the hybrid thing going on like the first week of school back in August, where the kids could go in like a couple hours a week and then do the rest online at home, and then they immediately nip that in the bud with COVID cases like spiking and receding, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been doing homeschool. We went ahead and bit the bullet for that Abeka. It's like the curriculum that you can pay for, whatever, and it's supposed to be Christian based curriculum, and it is, you know, but some of, especially when it comes to like the Bible story part of it, a lot of that stuff we bypass, and we'll go to that same chapter and verse in our Bibles or the kids' Bibles, right, which are obviously more kid friendly, and have them read it from there, and then kind of use the Abeka as like context clues or whatever, or cliff notes, if you will, right, to then incorporate the lessons that we kind of want see fit, right, to that said Bible story,
yeah,
applying that to our lives now in the present. So, you know, that's really the only complaint I have. The math as well, I mean, and maybe it's just me, I'm old school, but I feel like math is one of those things that never changes. And so a result of that is the way that it's taught, I'm in agreement that it shouldn't change. Or it's hard for me to understand why it has changed and taught a different way. But I mean, in the end, if you get to the correct answer or the right solution,
yeah,
who am I to say it should be done this way? It's just, I don't know, it's different.
Yeah.
Math for kids these days is different. And that, out of all the disciplines, is something that shouldn't, that doesn't change, right? So it's,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess the moral of the story is vote. You know, I feel like the people have spoken. There's a lot of happy people, a lot of upset people, a lot of confused people, a lot of people leaning one way or the other, you know, but I feel like, man, even though things are going to change, like we're more divided than ever, it's kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah.
But it's been fun. It's always fun. I appreciate the experience too, being in the spot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The new setup.
Yeah.
You can always tell smiling because the eyes get like that. You can't really see it behind the mask. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, stay safe. Cover your face. You know, protect yourself and others. It's not about you and your entitlement. It's about the people around you. Let's look outside ourselves. I guess that, you know, to close out today, November 7th, 2020. And 2020, just to close out the year, right? Like for 2021, I challenge everyone to what I challenge my kids with every single day, right? Consider the other person before yourself. Put yourself after someone else, anybody else, preferably someone different, someone unlike you, or someone that believes something other than you. Because in the end, you know, we're all Americans and we all should be able to be a band of brothers and come together instead of the opposite way. So yeah, be safe, man. God bless, and everyone, you know, good night.
I just spelled America, I forgot.
You right? R. Yeah, I forgot. I fucking gave up. Fuck this place. Hey, me and you alike, brother. Shit's just gonna get worse.
It's recording.
Perfect. Something that looks like realistic, like it's outside in the wind kind of thing. You know, it means it's going to be behind us, so it's like we're outside. Okay, you're getting there. Good afternoon, good evening. November 7th, 2020, we're coming at you live.
Yeah. My name is Henry King.
Yeah.
You already said that?
No. They know it's PK.
Yeah.
You got my name on the screen.
Yeah. Alright, cool.
If you want to, there you go.
What you doing?
Shrimp holding the flag. Oh. Yeah, my neck is. I have to sleep elevated, so yeah. For the past like 2 days, last Wednesday night, last Thursday night, I've slept with a pillow behind my pillow, so I'm like basically like this. If I degree angle.
Yeah.
I wake up like 2:33. My neck's just fucking.
Yeah.
I have to go. Well, it's just tight, man. It's PK here. In the booth with the tooth.
So now we bring back the image.
Let me tell you something, America. Shit's crazy. There you go. That'll work. All right.
Yeah, and then you have to be still, you know what I mean?
Okay, well, let me get comfortable.
You want the light on or no?
No, it's gonna get bright.
Yeah, I know. But the green screen works better. When it's bright.
All right, turn it on. Because it's going to be playing over and over.
You know? I know.
So, yeah, there you go. American flag waving.
Yeah.